You know, I keep telling myself, why is the human race so evil, William? I mean, it just kills always, and I think it will until the end of time. And then it dawned on me that, is it this way? If you believe in life out there, and I do, some of it advanced, some of it not, do you believe that the mentality of these entities, these beings, the physical ones I'm talking about now, have the capability like humans where they kill too, they kill their own, and they're just as evil as we are?
Well, I think so. I mean, one of the chapters that I have in the book is the chapter on the Black Death. The Black Death era was filled with UFO phenomena, and I quote those UFO reports from that period. These lights in the sky were said to be spewing out these gases, and then these gases were causing the deaths that were happening around Europe and Asia. About a quarter to half of the population died. And, of course, these were classic UFO reports. And the story about gases, people and myths were being reported throughout the Black Death. And people were blaming those things for their deaths, not the rodents, which is the normal theory. I mean, rodents do carry the bubonic plague.
Sure.
But what they were saying, what people were reporting, were that these myths were doing it. So, yes, genocide is definitely within their capacity, at least according to that kind of evidence.
So it sounds like if we were genetically altered, somebody gave us the same trait, huh?
Possibly, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think so, too. Now, when you talked about the Mesopotamian tablets, of course, we're talking about the Sumerian tablets as well. You know, the interpretation of that, the Bible, that something, some entities came down to this planet, whether it was godlike angels, fallen angels, something indeed happened on this planet. Give me your thoughts, William, on what you think that might have been, and what period of time are we talking about?
Well, there's a difference of interpretation. For example, Sitchin believes that these extraterrestrials came down a few hundred thousand years ago, and that was the origin then of our creation stories. I kind of look at the jump between modern Homo sapiens and our immediate predecessor, which happened about 10 to 30,000 years ago, you know, the missing link, so to speak. I think that that's what the creation stories are possibly talking about, is that jump at that point. So my hypothesis is that's when all of this would have started, and that that presence has been here at least since then. You know, if you look at, like, the old Mesopotamian depictions of their gods, they look very much like the gray aliens of today, and these are depictions that go back to, like, 3,000, 4,000 B.C., so it's at least that old. I mean, I'm not an expert in archaeology. I can't tell you for sure what kind of discoveries have been made before that, but it's certainly those types of depictions go back that far. And that's where these tablets and that's where these creation stories also come from.
Yet there are some people, Michael Cremo, for example, who believe that human beings on this planet may have originated way gone back, maybe 1 million, 2 million years ago, maybe even more.
Yeah, I know. It's... I don't think we really have the answer to that. All I know is that we have this abrupt jump, and at least that's what archaeologists still seem to believe, even in light of Cremo's discoveries. So I don't know. You know, it's a good question. The timing, when did these things happen, there's a lot of dispute about that, and I really don't know exactly where to put that line. Right now, I'm kind of putting it 10 to 30,000 years ago because that seems to make sense. Not that humanity or some form of Homo sapiens didn't exist well before then. I'm sure it did. But, you know, when you talk about the manipulation of the gene pool, that's when there seemed to be something that happened right then.
You called your book, of course, The Gods of Eden, for obvious reasons. Would it be to you, because it would be to me, William, a little disconcerting, it would be also somewhat upsetting if these extraterrestrials were what humans at the time perceived as gods. You know, I kind of dwell on the thought that maybe a god is something that hasn't come here yet. Yet, the more I begin to learn about what might have happened thousands of years ago on this planet, the more I'm coming up to the same feelings that you have, and that is, whatever came down on this planet was interpreted by those who were here to be gods.
Well, I think that's all it is, and they had really no other word. But also we have to look at the fact that when modern translators translate those old texts, they don't really know what word to put on their word for what they're trying to describe. I mean, they're trying to describe these human-like entities who flew down from the skies and got involved in the civilizations and did all of these things. So they had certain words for those. Now, we look at them as these, well, I mean, when I say we, I should say that a lot of academics look at these as being fictitious entities who are part of a pantheon, and therefore we will go ahead and interpret those words to mean gods. But to them, whatever word they used meant something different. It meant somebody who was very real, very much there in the flesh. It's just that they happen to have another source. And that's really, I kind of look at it more as being members of another race as opposed to being gods in the way we think of gods, you know, supernatural, somehow spiritually superior. I wouldn't put any of those attributes on the entities that they're describing in the old creation stories.
Paint a picture for us, William, if you can. And let's imagine that we are human beings on this planet right as the gods are coming here. Tell us what we're seeing, what's going on, what do we see in the sky, and how does this interaction take place?
Well, I kind of follow, I think Sitchin was brilliant. I think he really looked more at not that we were here and they showed up. His hypothesis was, and this is really based on the creation stories, is they came here. And they needed some workers. And so in order to get these workers, what they did was they went ahead and did this genetic engineering, and voila, here's Homo sapiens to do that work. So I think that the Homo sapiens then always had that relationship with them. It was not as though Homo sapiens was down here kind of minding its own business and then they show up. So I kind of take that view.